The Swallow, La Rondinée at the IU Opera Theater is Giacomo Puccini's tale of a richly kept woman who falls in love with a young innocent and then is separated from him by her past. This sounds a bit like La Traviata, but there are rich complications and ironies at work in the story. La Rondinée is a lyric romance with romance at the core. Magda, the bored-kept heroine, pines for the lovely romantic moment that she enjoyed in her youth at the student and working-class Café Bouillet. Inspired by the poet Prunier, she goes back to the club and indeed finds a young innocent, Ruggiero, to join her in her brief replay of her romantic fantasy. Unfortunately, the two form a liaison, and when the innocent proposes marriage, the fantasy meets reality, and Magda breaks it off. The IU Opera Theater production features lovely sets for the salon, the café, and a beachfront house by guest William Forrester. These were combined with the colorful and carefully period-conscious costumes by IU Department of Theater and Drama costume design head Linda Pisano. And the combination led to applause for the opening of each of the three acts. It's been a while since IU Opera audiences applauded in this way, and it was nice to hear. Saturday evening's Magda, Carolina Castles, was strong throughout, but most moving in the final scenes. Jonathan Matthews nicely partnered her as the young Ruggiero. Jennifer Jacob, as her perky maid Lisette, challenged Castells for the vocal honors. Jonathan Matthews, as the poet Prunier, sang well and had a delightful comic touch as he affected the high life but wooed the maid. Carl Kanofsky was Magda's benefactor Rambaldo. He doesn't have much music, but his presence is and was important. For this production, IU used a Metropolitan Opera-style curtain call that included the four principals, the conductor and the stage director. I missed Rambaldo. The stage direction is by Vincent Liotta, with choreography by Chris Feisey. In particular, they made the complexities of the scene at the Café Bouillet a richly intricate and yet very clear part of a very satisfying evening's drama. David Efron conducted. The IU Opera Theater's production of The Swallow, La Rondinée by Giacomo Puccini, has final performances this Friday and Saturday, March 5th and 6th, in the Musical Arts Center. At the Opera for you, I'm George Walker.